Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Before we talk football, let's solve this pizza thing, okay? Like, what were you saying to me, Black? Come on, bring it to me. What happened in the Twitch chat room?
Our great Twitchers.
You didn't even wait the eight count.
ESPN 1000 Chicago is our Twitch channel. I see some comments that in Lake Forest, frozen pizza is actually banned.
And you two guys, Libertyville guys.
Yeah, well, I'm from the mean streets of Belleville.
Yeah, the mean streets of Libertyville.
Wrong side of the tracks.
Woo! All right. So you guys had a good chuckle out of that.
Let me catch you behind the firkin.
Yeah, watch out.
Excuse me? The firkin? Yeah. The firkin. It's a restaurant.
Yeah. Or shaku.
I just told you, instead of... I've been there. That's very good.
Yeah.
Good place.
Yeah, I know. I know some people. I could hook you up next time.
Family friend. Friend of the fam.
Awesome. I know Alex as well. Do you know Alex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know his brother's married to my sister, right?
I did not know that.
All right. Yeah. There we go.
Can you get me to the place? Yeah. Do they have one in Deer? Yeah. Where's the other one? In Deer Path or wherever it is out?
I think
in,
so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Hook me up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Frozen pizza.
Yeah, but I had hot dogs, like I said, 2 days ago. So, like, what's the difference? How is that hoity-toity? I had hot dogs instead.
Hot dogs seem like a thing you have in multiples of two. Like, you had three hot dogs.
I did.
I feel like you either go two or four.
I was hungry, you know, we were...
Because then you're stuck with one hot dog at the end, unless you just keep doing threes.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I think three hot dogs is a fair amount.
Two hot dogs is not enough. Four is too many.
Were they just loose meats? Or did you have like the full?
What are you
did
saying?
You have bun and like did you do all the accoutrement?
I actually put them on. I didn't have hot dog buns.
So you just put them on sandwich bread?
I had like hamburger buns.
So well, that works.
I cut them in half and put them on hamburger buns with Vidalia onions and hot pepper.
I love that.
I mean hot mustard.
Yeah.
That's how I did it. It was good. I had gas like for the entire night afterwards, but it was good.
Yeah, you had the hot dog parts.
I did. Our good buddy Greg Braggs is on the line. It says, let's talk Bears. Why don't we do that? Let's talk Braggs.
What's up, boys? Let's go, Bears. Let's go, Bears. You guys ready? It's Football Friday. I've been fired up all day long listening to you guys.
That's why it's raining out, which means probably you're not doing your masonry work, right?
No, it's not raining in the region, buddy.
Oh, it's not. Okay.
It's sunny and shiny out here. Always sunshine and rainbows over Greg's head. You know that. So, you guys were asking for guarantees yesterday, and I guarantee Jalen Johnson's going to get a pick six week one.
Week
ready?
One.
I was listening in the offseason, doing my homework, listening to Black and Abdallah from 6 to 8 p.m. on ESPN 1000. They had this guy named Chris Camrani on from The Athletic. He covers Utah football. He talked about this kid. He was like, he went to Utah because he bet on himself. He could have went to any college out there. He could have went to USC. He could have went to all the big schools. But he wanted to go to the system that fit him because he knew he was going to be a first-round pick no matter what. Now, he got hurt, and that's how he fell to us. But I feel like we might have got a diamond in the rough. A lot like how we got Eddie Jackson falling into our laps. And when you got Kyle Fuller on that other side, you know they're going to avoid him. We were getting picked on a little bit with Prince, you know, at the back end of his career. Now you got this guy, Jalen Johnson, who seems like a ball hawk. I'm excited about all these rookies. You're watching that 1920 episode that they showed a little bit of behind the scenes with camp. Cole Kmet, Darnell Mooney, this Jalen Johnson. You know, it's not easy to draft, but it seems like these guys might be there. I got to see it, you know, on TV once and for all, but they've got the right, you know, swag. You can just kind of see it, you know, just from the little stuff we've seen so far. I'm really excited about it.
So what is your prediction in this particular game?
Man, this is tough. This is the toughest one, right, because we haven't seen them. You know it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be ugly across the board. It reminds me of kind of how college football starts every year. They play these, you know, crappy teams so they can, you know, win 80 to nothing. And you never like when your college team has a tough game week one. you know, all these teams are going to be sloppy, in my opinion. I hope not, but you just don't know.
Well, time out, Greg. I was going to say, yeah, I mean, Kansas City didn't look sloppy last night.
Man, they're a well-oiled machine. We can only hope, right, to be that way one day. But I have a feeling that it's going to be a tight one, 24-21 Bears winning on a game-winning field goal, because it's never a dull moment for the Bears. But I ain't picking against my Bears on a football Friday. But this is a no-hype season. They got to earn that hype. So I want to see him go out and win it. Oh. But I'm looking forward to talking to you tonight, Waddle.
That's right.
You do know this is a video show, right? You got to wear pants for this time.
Well, I mean, what do I have to do? Log into some sort of Zoom thing?
No, I'll send you a link. Okay. But I thought I'd warn you. Yeah. I thought I'd warn you.
Well, I'm not getting dressed up.
You gotta at least wear a shirt.
Well, I'm not gonna go shirtless. I mean, I'm not gonna change.
Well,
you
do go shirtless on the Twitch channel.
That's
so
good
I guess
point.
You just
That's
never know
point.
With you.
All right, hold on one second, because it wouldn't be a football Friday
in honor of the Bears' first game of the season. It's only fitting that we get Braggs versus Mitchell. Mitchell and Displanes. Hello. Oh, no, he just hung up.
Oh, no.
Mitchell Displanes.
Unbelievable.
You don't want the He's back.
Mitchell.
I don't know what happened there, guys. Hey, Greg. First of all, let me just point out the obvious. First of all, Greg, I want to bring your attention to the Lions' defense. Okay, number one, they made a lot of different changes. Actually, Patricia gave up calling the defense, so you have a new defensive coordinator who will be calling the plays. And what I want you to focus on is that Trubisky, the same philosophy that Green Bay did to Trubisky, that's the same philosophy that they're going to do on Sunday. And that means that they're going to try to get Trubisky to basically play out of the pocket, which is a nightmare because he does not have the skill set, and I'm not buying all these great things that he's improved on. Actually, you do that when you're like a sophomore in college. But, you know, by the time you're fourth year.
You're kind of sounding a little stammered here. You're not as confident in your convictions anymore now that you didn't get the quarterback right. You were so confident it was going to be the other guy, and now you don't know what to expect. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see, Mitchell. You know I love you, and I've missed you, and I'm excited for this season. And once and for all, we're going to finally have our answer one way or another. Someone's going to have to say they were wrong and they were right here between me and you, and I'm looking forward to finally answering it.
Well, I would say round one has gone to Braggs, as Mitch, his guy, is the starting quarterback.
That's
and
right.
Like I did, Mitchell and Displanes predicted it was going to be Nick Foles. So round
one
to Braggs right now.
And so far, you know, Waddle's the only one owning this. So, Mitchell, if you want, you don't have to give me nothing, because I want to see Mitchell prove it on the field. But we have been taking our bouts here, and I'm looking forward to being right a little more about bigger things. So let's see what happens. No hype from Greg anymore. So you can keep hating all you want. I love you, Mitchell. You got to keep us honest here on ESPN 1000. If I'm going to come in with all the roses and lollipops and balloons, you got to come in with the hard blade. We appreciate you, Mitchell.
First of all, Greg, so I want to say one thing real quick. First of all of your incurable optimism is very nice, but it doesn't get you wins, okay? If Trubisky fails to score in the red zone, okay, you're basically having what I call last year retrograde, which means that basically if the Bears don't score more than 27 points, they're not going to win. Number two, the bottom line is that I'm not confident. Okay, the whole entire offseason for the last 3 years, we had to beta test this thing called confidence in Mitchell Trubisky because he has a skill set that's not available for the NFL. And I think being that he's going into to the starter is because Nick Foles only had, Greg, 10 practices. That's it. He didn't have the offseason.
Okay, well, you were talking up Nick and saying he was going to come in because he's this well-oiled point guard machine. That's what you're telling me. Run the tape from the last time. That didn't work out. So I'm not saying you're not always wrong, but let's wait and see. I'll tell you what, Mitchell, when I was laying brick, I've been doing it for about 14 years now. In my fourth year, I certainly I took another step when I was, you know, just a young pup, and then you should have seen me that doing? Fourth year. I started putting them down like 1,000 brick a day.
He's amazing.
Baby.
He's amazing.
Comparing?
Yeah,
he's playing quarterback. Yeah. Did you read the defenses better of the of
practice
the Bricks?
And consistency. That's all it takes, ladies and gentlemen. Never doubt. Never doubt it.
I just
a young man working hard.
I
Let's
love the
go,
fact.
Mitchell.
Does Mitchell have
Let's
a final
go,
score?
Mitch. Let's go, Mitch.
All right. Give us your final scores.
Final statements. Final scores.
Okay, final one is this, okay? Greg, you're an inspiration to us all. First of all, Greg, you're an inspiration to us all with your, you know, with your, what you do for a job, and I really appreciate that. But the score is going to be this. Lions are 27, the Bears 3.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you're such a bum. 24-21, Bears.
Okay.
Enjoy your weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Enjoy your weekend, Mitchell and Displains. We'll see you on Victory Monday. No hype, just win.
There we go. All right. Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you later tonight, Craig. Take care. I thought that was very civil. I thought that both of them actually have allowed each other to talk. They don't talk over each other the way they once did.
Yes.
I will say this. Mitchell and Displains says they're going to get Mitch out onto the edge. I think that's where they want to get Mitch out on. I don't think they want Mitch to be in the pocket over the duration of the entire game. But I thought that was good.
I'm ready for football.
Yeah? Are you?
That was good.
Yeah. We've got a lot of predictions of our own. All right. I think at 5 o'clock, Chris, aren't we going to go through every single game?
Yeah, we're going to preview the slate that we can look ahead to the rest of the football weekend.
Yes, we're going to break them down. Maybe not give you, gambling tips on those games, but we'll break those games down. Speaking of gambling tips, though, somebody who does know where to place his money, where to place his bets is Doug Kazarian, and he will join us next. Hey, for a long time now, you've heard me rave about my good friends, Joe and Tony at Distinctive Gold Jewelry in Frankfurt and all of their amazing fine items and all their deals they offer each and every month. What you haven't heard me talk about is their expert jewelry repairs department. All of their repairs are done on site. Nothing is ever sent out, from ring sizing to gemstones needing to be replaced to recoding your white gold rings. They have over 75 collective years of experience in providing high quality repairs for all of your jewelry needs. If you have a jewelry item that needs to be simply fixed, refreshed, or upgraded, come on into their store today or check them out at distinctivegold.com. That's Distinctive Gold Jewelry, where Chicagoland buys their diamonds.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Let's gamble. Week one of the NFL season is here, and that means we speak with our good friend Doug Kazarian. He is the host of The Daily Wager, ESPN2 every day at 5 o'clock. You can also hear him on the Behind the Bets podcast. Doug, were you sweating the over last night like a lot of my friends?
I was. You know, it's the first pick, first game of the year, and it wouldn't feel right if we didn't have a sweat. So, yes, I was, but it felt like old football, and it felt good to have Al Michaels reference a spread at the end of the game.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was. How do you feel now seeing the first game? Obviously, there was a limited number of fans in the stands in Kansas City. So home field advantage, we've talked about this with you recently. The quality of play, when you put all of that into your gambling calculator when you're trying to make plays for week one of the NFL season, did you see anything last night that would lead you to bet one way or another on the games this weekend?
You know, not really. It felt like kind of like preseason was there. It felt like the same, is I guess what I'm trying to say. So I give the coaching staff and the players a lot of credit for just being able to get up to speed and play their usual way. I mean, Bill O'Brien was still questionable decisions as a coach, but the Chiefs were high flying. Mahomes was great. It wasn't sloppy at all. I didn't think. I mean, look, you played the game. What do you think?
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised, and I guess now the question becomes, away from the gambling side of this, but just the pure football conversation. Is the NFL preseason something that may go away permanently now? Because, I mean, listen, this was one game between two of the better teams in the league. Certainly the Chiefs are one of the better teams in the league, if not the best team in the league. Will the remainder of the games in week one look as crisp. So I think that's yet to be seen. But I was pleasantly surprised to see the quality of play, and it didn't seem sloppy or disjointed at all to me.
No, I'm right there with you, and I've heard that rationale about the preseason. But I think the preseason's fine. I mean, people like to complain. Not that I'm saying you are. I'm saying in general. But, like, it is what it is. Don't think you're going to see the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes get pulled after one series. You know what this is. It is a controlled scrimmage. It is an evaluation opportunity. And it's a game that has a score on the scoreboard. Like,
yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, listen,
and it's important.
I would have never had a career in the league if not for preseason games. So I hope that they do come back. All right, let's start with the our hometown Chicago Bears. They traveled to Detroit. The last I saw, the line is the Bears plus +3. How do you kind of look at this game and come to a conclusion?
So, yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing. You mentioned the key number, 14%, 14 and change percent games over the last 5 years landed exactly three. It's the most key number in handicapping. So if, and also teams that were favored by 2, 2.5, 3, or 3.5 over the last 5 years, exactly 10% of those teams that are favored by those numbers won by exactly three. So if you can get the plus +3, the quote unquote value in the grand scheme of this crazy thing we call the NFL betting, you got to take it. I mean, I think 2.5 is so different than three because you get your money back on the plus +3, but people I respect also like the over in this game. We know what Detroit's offense can do when Matthew Stafford is playing. It plummeted like no other. And the Bears, especially like early in the season when Matt Nagy can script a bunch and do all that fun stuff, the offense is much more competent, at least looks that way. So I would look to the over 43, if anything, on the game, but I think it's Bears or pass for me when the number's three.
Yeah, I was going to get your opinion on the outright winner, because obviously some would argue I have a bias, but the Bears have historically matched up very well with this Lions team in recent years. So plus +130 on the money line also seems like something that I'm interested in. How about you?
Yeah, no, look, it's when you can get, I mean, look, three's the key number. We know that 6, 7, 10, 4, all these like round numbers that deal with that are correlated to football scoring of touchdowns and field goals. But nowadays with 2-point conversions and things along those lines, it kind of have to make you think, evaluate along those lines. So I think the plus, I would take the plus +3 more than I would the money line of plus +130, just because of the quirky scores you get, the 23-20s, 22-21s, you know, that kind of stuff. The three is pretty valuable.
Doug Kazarian, our guest on Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. Let's stay in the NFC North. Another big game. Green Bay is at Minnesota. How does this one play out?
You know, it's funny. You mentioned the home field and the COVID. The Vikings have had the best performance against the spread at home over any team in the last 5 years. It's just Mike Zimmer and company. And there's speculation. I'm curious. And, you know, you can talk about this. Is that it's not so much that the opposing quarterback and blah, blah, blah. It's that the defense feeds off the energy. LeBron talked about in the bubble how it was hard to kind of get up for certain games just in these empty gyms where you hear squeakers. But maybe it's the skull chance. Maybe it's that craziness, because the Vikings have had a top three red zone defense each of the last 3 years. So percentage of times the opponent gets into the red zone and you give up a touchdown versus anything else. So maybe their home field advantage is diminished more so there than any other home field just because of that, the defense being so significant. But with all that being said, the Packers 13-3 last year, there's got to be some regression here. I do like the Vikings if I only have to lay 2.5.
All right, let's go to New Orleans, where Tom Brady and the Buccaneers visit the Saints. This could be arguably the best game of week one. How do you see this game unfolding?
Well, it's fascinating because anybody who's been in a survivor pool knows the Saints are slow starters. Nearly lost last year in the opener to the Texans. A couple of years ago, lost to the Bucs at home against Fitzpatrick. And we all, even going back to the RG3 debut when he threw that touchdown from his bottom. And it's just the Saints historically have been terrible against the number and are slow starters. Now, it does matter going back that many years because it's still Brady and it's still Breeze and it's still Sean Payton. It's the same sort of concept, which is just so interesting because this team has set the gold standard in the NFC. We're surprised there's not more Super Bowl appearances on their resume, but I would have to grab the points, but the numbers come down so much, you almost wonder if there's value on the Saints. Now, the number was like 6, 6.5 earlier in the offseason. At 3.5, I think I would have to take the Saints just because continuity is so important without preseason games, with limited offseason because of the COVID. So we saw how the Chiefs looked with continuity, whereas the Texans, you know, trying to break in David Johnson, things like that. I think at 3.5, I'd have to lay it with New Orleans, but very carefully because,
right,
get this, the last 6 years, weeks 1 and 2, they're 1-11 against the spread.
As you said, they're a very slow starting team, despite being one of the league's best. How about Tom Brady's old team? The Patriots will host the Dolphins. I see here the line is just under a touchdown, 6.5. What are your expectations, not just in this game for the Patriots, but for the 2020 season?
Well, I love Belichick. In Belichick, I trust. And I think he is regarded as the best coach ever, and I think that should be the case. I think he could have won just as many Super Bowls with other great quarterbacks. Not good quarterbacks, other great quarterbacks. I think he's that special. Now, in this matchup, I'm kind of intimidated by Fitzpatrick a little bit. I think he's done well. I think the offense, he's the 8th best by quarterback, according to some metrics last year. So the Dolphins were sneaky respectable by the end of the season last year. So if I had to, I would maybe grab the points. But I know a lot of guys I respect are laying it with Cam Newton, the Patriots. I think they're going to be much better on offense than people realize. I mean, McDaniels is going to love to unveil his new toy. But for me, in my money, I like the over quite a bit in this game. It's over 42. Patriots offense, I just talked about it. I think they're going to really maximize Cam, and he was so good last year until the injury. And that defense that historically was so great, blah, 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 last year, it came back to earth in the second half of the season, and they lost a bunch of guys in the offseason opting out. But even before that, those numbers were like the 85 Bears they were putting up. And I think it was a little misleading. They were playing so many teams with their backup QB that I think it was like a really good defense that's now lost guys, not an epic defense that's lost guys. Yeah, so I think, like the over quite a bit.
I think you make a great point. Everyone's focusing on Cam Newton, but that defense lost, as you mentioned, so many different guys. A lot of them, they decided not to play and take the risk with COVID. Do you have a favorite play week one of the NFL season, something that we haven't touched on?
Right. So I have two plays I like. They're both totals, but it's the over in the Panthers-Raiders game. Las Vegas has a competent offense and then some. David Carr has a punchline, but unfairly. I think the offense can move. And this Panthers defense only returns 3 guys. Luke Kuechly's gone. They're going to be an embarrassment on defense. And on offense with Bridgewater and McCaffrey, like, they're going to be just fine, especially against this Raiders defense. So I like the over 47 quite a bit. And I actually like the over 48 with the Niners and Cardinals. You think San Francisco defense? Yes. But Arizona, like, did okay against that Niners defense. The mobility of Kyler Murray, obviously they bring in DeAndre Hopkins. I think Cliff Kingsbury's learned some lessons that he had last year at the beginning where he was kicking a bunch of short field goals. I think the Cardinals offense can certainly contribute to the over. And Jimmy G just carved up this Cardinals defense last year. 8 touchdowns and nearly 750 yards passing in 2 games. I know the receiver position is a little thin right now for San Fran, but I think the Niners are the class of the division. I think they're going to light it up, and I like the over 48 in that matchup.
All right, the over in the Raiders-Dolphins game and the over in the 49ers-Cards game. How about the college game? Any college plays that you like?
You know, it's tough with these thin cards, and I'm definitely a guy that likes to handicap through the old-school eye test and watch games, but I do have one play. Georgia Tech, Florida State, under 52-ish, or whatever. Sorry, the number's escaping me, but it's the under in that game.
Okay.
And it just comes down to this. I think Jay Norvell's going to do a great job in Tallahassee. And maybe we'll see improvements right away. James Blackman's a solid quarterback, and he has a lot of experience under his belt. But that offensive line is not going to be fixed overnight. So I think Georgia Tech's going to get to them. The 52-52.5 is the total. I think the under is the play. FSU's got significantly weak offensive line. And Georgia Tech's offense, they're changing. Remember, this is year 2, getting away from the triple option. I think the players are still there. He's not quite recruiting the guys he needs. I think we're looking at like a 28-10 game. I think it's going to be way under. So I like the under there.
And finally, any NBA plays you like?
You know, the NBA has been tricky. I think you have to lay it with the Lakers. I really do. You do that tomorrow, and then tonight I think you have to lay it with the Clippers. I think they're just a class above But in terms of this Game 7 Celtics-Raptors, I'd probably lean Raptors. I think we're going to see some regression here. But in terms of the Clippers and Nuggets, I think Clippers roll. Nuggets just don't have enough offense.
Doug, we always enjoy the conversations. Good luck with the plays. Again, the over in the Raiders-Dolphins game, over in the 49ers and Cards in the college game, the under with Georgia Tech. So we appreciate it, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too. Always good to be with you, Waddle, on the Friends and Family show.
That's right. That's right. Friends and family, usually the only ones watching or listening. Doug's a professional. We're hacks, but we're going to play a little something we like to call Like It, Love It, just a taste of it anyway when we come back. Like just about everything this year, we'll need to call a few audibles when it comes to the 2020 football season. But one thing's for certain, your local Jewel Osco is the go-to spot for game day and beyond, whether you're gearing up for a backyard barbecue or cheering them on in the garage. Jewel Osco has everything you need for a top-tier party, including taco dip, locally made sausage, craft brews, chicken wings, and other great things. Kick off the season with big-time savings and selection, all fresh to your family from Jewel Osco.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Just a little taste of it. I love it. I want some more of it. All right, we do this every week during the football season. All right, this is the amateur competition in terms of the picking of the NFL games. Are we using college again this year?
I take offense to that.
Okay,
yes.
You're right.
Amateur.
Did you win last year?
Okay. Yeah.
This amateur. Year, are you guys? Yeah, we're not pros, Chris. We're not. Doug Kazarian is a pro at this. We're not. Or would you like me to consider you a pro?
No.
All right,
no,
there's three amateurs and there's Chris. He's a pro.
No, we'll make some picks.
Are we going to do the meat bet?
Yeah. I think we can throw in between $25 and $30 a guy.
What? Okay, well, why don't we do $27.50 a guy?
Well, no, because because there's only three of us here right now. We need a general consensus amongst the group. I don't want to
pick a number, 25 or 30.
I don't want to throw out a $50 wager, and then Sylvie's like, now.
Would he say it like that?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
He's a bit rude on his Friday off.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? By the way, it's just his typical Sylvie, right? It's the first Friday before the NFL season.
I don't think you can do that this year.
No, really?
I don't think you can do that
this year. We can still bust his chops. Come on.
I was texting with him earlier trying to get his picks for today, and he had a rough night.
Oh, he did.
He had a rough night. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He had a rough night. Yeah.
Good job, Tom.
He knows that we love him and we're just busting marbles. did he have a rough night?
Yeah. I don't think he got to enjoy that beverage.
No.
That he wanted to. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think when he starts to feel better,
I think
he'll be comfortable with a $25 bet.
I think we can comfortably go 20. Yeah, 25.
Whoa, time out. Like, listen. The fantasy baseball challenge, the Chicago fantasy baseball challenge.
That's ridiculous.
That was $100 a guy.
That's ridiculous.
I'm beating all your asses, and I've let you. What? Did you just hear what he said?
He's not paying you.
No, I'll pay you.
Is that how, like, I know people.
Of course I'm going to pay you.
Do I need to have Gino come in from Boston?
I have to pay you because you're buying fresh pizza all the time.
Inside joke.
I told you it's on the air, but nobody's listening from earlier today.
The chat is still debating the merits of frozen pizza. Yeah, it's great.
Everybody's different. I'm not telling you. Like, I'm not a huge expensive pizza guy. Just frozen pizza's not really the thing. Got a little chicken nuggets in the freezer. I had a lot of stuff in the freezer.
I haven't had frozen chicken nuggets in a minute. Oh, man.
Chicken tenders, maybe. I got frozen sausage in the freezer.
Oh, you know sausage. What I love? Bagel bites.
Bagel bites.
Remember when the pandemic started and we were all like, buy up all the food? And
bagel bites.
I went to Target. And
you're
I
a
bought,
Hot Pocket guy probably, too.
No, I don't
you?
Like Hot Pockets. Yeah, no.
Do you eat those weird PB&Js are in the little circle?
Uncrustables?
Yeah.
No.
Do you eat those?
No.
Do you like Lunchables?
Yes.
Oh, Lunchables.
When
rock.
You're high or when you're not high?
Well, the last time I ate Lunchables, I wasn't high because I was a youngster, so no.
Well, you just, when I said, do you like Lunchables, you almost dove through the glass.
Yeah, because I remember them from my youth.
Okay. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're each going to kick in 25, right? You good with that, Chris?
Sure.
Yeah.
You're good with it, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay, so the winner's going to have Sylvie? $75. Yeah. And you gave me a hard time. You gave me a hard time.
That wasn't even close.
Okay, so the winner's going to have $75 meat certificate.
To spend on whatever they want
meat.
To.
Wait, a meat certificate or a bucket of meat?
Whatever it is, you can't spend like, okay, I only wanted $60 of meat. I'm going to spend $15 on chips and everything else. All $75 has to be spent on meat combinations.
But what if, like, can I get sandwiches?
No.
No bread.
It has to be straight up meat.
Yeah,
it's
got
to be
man.
Meat. So, no, I could get, so I could go across the street to Chick-fil-A and get $75 worth of nuggets.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're buying it from a restaurant, but I think Waddle and I are more envisioning like
you're going to your local Jewel Osco picking up.
You're going to a butcher and you're getting some meat.
I'm saying, hey, butch me up some meat. Isn't that, because he's a butcher.
I know that.
So don't, he butches.
Don't butch me up to me, I don't think. I've never heard that phrase.
Fisherman
that
fish.
Maybe, yeah.
Butchers butch. Throwers throw. But I mean, what?
Pitchers pitch, hitters hit.
Pitchers pitch, hitters hit. What do you want me to say?
Do?
Butchers, they catch.
Catchers catch.
Butchers butch. What do you want? What, I don't understand why this is so funny.
You know what? Basic smokers smoke. Drinkers drink.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you've made your case. Butcher's butch. From now on, that's a new rule. Butcher's butch.
I feel like hey, I am
butch,
in the right.
You know
here.
What? Why don't you butch me up some fillets over there, Mr. Butcher? All right, so we're good, right? We made the meat bet.
Yeah, we have.
Okay, well, so we're going to have to choose one game we like, one game we love, and one game just a taste of it. What is our scoring this year?
The scoring is you get 3 points for a love, 2 points for a like, and 1 point for a taste.
All right, who wants to kick this?
What? And if you push, do we award points for pushes or no?
No, you get nothing
no
for
pushes.
A push.
No.
If you're a pusher, you push.
If you pusher, you push. And don't tell me pushing's like kissing your sister, because no one wants to kiss their sister. So it's not like kissing your sister.
No, it's not.
It's not. That's what a loss is like.
I don't have a sister, so.
Well, it's not.
All right, you guys, you know what? You start, because you're the most creative guy in there, Adam.
Well, I'm going to give Sylvie's first.
No offense, so Chris, but so you couldn't Sylvie, come up.
I didn't come up with
you
Butcher's
couldn't
butch.
Come up with Butcher's Butch, yeah.
So, Sylvie, well, it likes the Bears plus three. Okay?
Sylvie likes the Bears? The Bears plus three.
Okay. Plus three. And I'm going to go next?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any, like...
Play some football music.
Yeah, you get some football music?
Yeah,
I mean, like, girls works, too. I mean, they... Whatever you have, whatever is at your fingertips.
You get butching music?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah!
As I
there
said,
you go, Chris.
As I started every year last year. Gentlemen, we go to Saturday.
Yeah, of course you did.
Notre Dame and
you
Duke.
You don't like the NFL. Just say it.
Notre Dame and Duke. S&P Plus has this spread at minus 24 for Notre Dame.
Who's S&P Plus?
S&P Plus. It's a metric. Don't worry about it.
It's an advanced metric for college football statistics.
Last year, three times Notre Dame was a 20-point favorite or more. In those games, they won 66-14, 52-10, and 40-17.
Did they beat Syracuse in one of those games?
I believe so. Last year, against Duke, they averaged 7 yards per carry. Duke is 122nd in offensive efficiency. I like Notre Dame minus 21 against
all right.
Duke.
Are you writing this all down?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Okay, Chris, what do you got? What do you like?
I was laughing too hard at the Butcher's Butch good. Still. So are we doing likes?
Likes.
Likes. So this is your semi?
Well, you like it. You like it.
Well,
if I'm going to make a
play. There's three levels, right?
Right. Like, you love it.
I'm
that's where most
sure
of your money's going. You like it. That's where your second most amount of money's going. And if, you know what? I think I'm going to throw a little something down here. Is that shit just a taste of it?
All right. I'll give you guys this. This line has moved recently.
It moved.
It moved. Earlier today.
Well, tuck it in.
The line.
Do I have to dump that?
Tuck the line in.
Okay. I think you broke Chris. You might have to go.
I like the Ravens to put it on the Browns. The line is 7.5. The Ravens are at home.
Ooh.
Sylvie's got the Ravens winning it all this year. I got them not winning at all, but I have them winning by 10. Uh-huh. So I like the Ravens.
Not scared of that hook, huh?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
You?
I mean, I didn't take them, so.
Well, we could only pick three games for this, but I think I'm on the Browns this weekend, so good times. Okay, my first like.
You taking the Browns to the Super Bowl?
No, but I think I'm going to play them this weekend. Okay. I think they'll, the 7.5, I think they'll work.
Okay.
So this line moved. Earlier today it was at 3. It's now at 2.5. I'm looking at noon, the Raiders at the Panthers. The Panthers are the underdog at home. Now remember, they have a new quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. They have a new offensive coordinator in Joe Brady. And I want to see what Joe Brady does with Christian McCaffrey. I like the Panthers this year at home. I will still, even though the line moved recently to 2.5, I'm taking the Panthers plus 2.5 at home.
All right,
the
there you go.
Definitely be. Guys, what do Panthers do?
They maul you.
They butch.
They panth.
They No, that'll
definitely be in a teaser. Guys, Sylvie loves the Vikings minus 2.5.
What did he like again?
He liked the Bears plus 3.
Okay, so
he loves the Vikings minus 2.5.
Really? All right. Adam?
Gentlemen, we go to Saturday.
Yeah, of course we do.
North Carolina, come on and raise up. Do you know that reference, Waddle?
I do not.
You're not a Petey Pablo fan?
No. I don't know who he is.
They take on Syracuse.
Is that a band or a person?
It's a person. He's a rapper. Carolina returns 85% of their offense that was 16th in passing last year.
That's a big line.
Yeah, it's a lot of points. Trust me, just wait till we taste things. You've got Sam Howell. Pay attention to the name Sam Howell, because if the Bears don't get a quarterback this year, pay attention to Sam Howell.
Oh, no.
We're not going back to Chapel Hill. No.
I trust Mac Brown. Trust me.
We're not going back to Chapel Hill.
Syracuse has an offense that is young and ranks 114th in success rate. I love North Carolina minus 23 and a little bonus play. Sprinkle the first half minus 12.5 for North
Which
Carolina
one is your
well.
Love?
Well, said, you got to pick one.
I love North Carolina.
Okay.
No. Audible. I love North Carolina first half minus 12.5.
Okay. Good audible there. I love the Bears for every reason I've given you for the last couple of weeks. They're getting 3 points. They match up well with the Lions. I'll expound on this later as we break down every game, including the Bears and Lions. But I love the Bears plus 3.
All right, my love, let's go to Sunday night football, 7:20 Sunday night. The Cowboys at the Rams. The Rams opening their new stadium. I think there's a lot of hype around the Cowboys heading into this year, and I like them to eventually get to the Super Bowl from the NFC.
But you don't like them as a road favorite.
But I don't like them in this spot, and here's why. The Rams last year, even though they took a step back against the spread, they were the second best team in the NFL against the spread last season at 10-5-1. I love the Rams in this spot at home getting points plus the 3. I'll take the Rams.
I think the Cowboys have a sexy pass rush, and that's going to scare Jared.
Was that plus 3?
Plus 3.
Yeah. All right, just a taste for Sylvie.
Just a taste. Sylvie wants to taste the Bucks at plus 3.5.
Okay.
Taste the Bucks at plus 3.5. Big line.
Yeah, you're a fan of that, aren't you?
Big line.
Seen a few big lines in your life.
Not tucking this one. Big line. UTEP is the worst team in college football. The worst. Literally the worst. I know they won.
Hook 'em.
But guess what? Texas is back, folks. I would like to taste the Texas Longhorns.
I bet you would. Okay.
Minus 43.
Welcome.
I'm going to take a little taste of the Bengals plus 3. They're playing, who are they playing? I forgot who they're playing. Oh, wait, they're playing the Chargers. Yes, they're at home playing the Chargers, and the Joe Burrow era gets off on the right foot. I'm getting 3 at home. My hometown team, a little taste of the Bengals this week. They'll sprinkle.
My taste will be the Jets are at the Bills, and the Bills are favored by 6.5 points. Mr. Football Tom Waddle, did you know the Jets finished last season winning 6 of their last 8 games?
I don't pay attention to the Jets, so that is a bit of a surprise to me.
This is the most Sam Darnold pick I've ever seen.
Let's taste
what the Jets have on the menu.
The New York Jets plus the 6.5. I think they will surprise some people this weekend.
Okay, there you go.
I think you can get
closer than the experts think.
I bet it goes up to seven by game day.
Yeah. All right, that's what we think. I'd fade all of us on every one of those picks, to be honest with you.
Whoa.
We'll see what happens.
Closer than the experts think.
When we come back, we'll tell you what to watch for as well, and the football conversation rolls on. Easy, fellas. Sauer. Look for the ComEd lower price sticker at participating retailers near you to save instantly on energy-efficient LED bulbs from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at ComEd.com/instantly.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Sam Adams is celebrating the return of sports to Chicago every day. We're highlighting one of the best bars in Chicagoland. Today we salute Chasers Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text Sam Adams to 31996 for your chance to win a Sam Adams summer cooler. Chasers Sports Bar and Grill, helping you celebrate the return of sports.
Waddle and Sylvie get you set for your weekend viewing with What to Watch For.
I think this has been one of our better segments over the course of time. I think I've been the weak link, because I usually tell you something that is low-hanging fruit or something that's not very original. There have been others. I think Jeff Meller's been very good at this. I think Eric Ostrowski has led us to some weird television programs that we've been able to see. Chris, is this your maiden voyage, or is this your second or third?
I've worked your show before.
But have you done it on a Friday?
Yeah.
How many times on a Friday?
A lot.
I've probably worked this show on a Friday like 70 times in the
past. No way!
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
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 A lot.
Have you given us good suggestions?
No. I hope not.
No.
Now, after this
70 times,
intro,
no way.
Yes.
No way.
You want to bet?
They're always like rogue NBA games.
Okay.
So I will lead off tonight.
Okay, how about my apologies? Not really. Go ahead.
Do you know there's a Game 7 tonight in the NBA?
I did know that. Whee! I've been wrapped up in my football blanket, but I do know that.
I know. So my what to watch for is I can't wait to get home tonight at 8 o'clock to watch the Celtics and the Raptors, Game 7 round series.
Help me out with that, because you tried to talk me off the Celtics in the last game and lost money.
Well, see, I'm trying to keep money in your pocket.
So who wins?
I would probably – see, this is tough. I would guess that the Celtics would win, but I'm going to actively be rooting for the Raptors to win.
Okay, it's been a good story.
And that NBA coverage update is brought to you by Kia. Visit Kia.com to see what
it means. Peanut butter and jelly.
To give it together, to give it everything. And by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Another NBA note, Daniel House has been kicked out of the bubble.
Bye-bye.
For having,
what'd he do?
He had a visitor in his room for multiple hours.
That visitor has nothing to do with the league's testing protocols or anything else that people were speculating about. He snuck somebody into his room.
My guess is you're no longer on friendly terms with him if you're a member of the Rockets team.
Yeah,
right?
probably not.
He would not be allowed in my house.
Yeah. All right, Adam, what do you got?
Oh, by the way, the Rockets and the Celtics you can listen to right here on ESPN 1000 tonight at 8.
Thanks, Chris.
Raptors and the Celtics.
You got to work Fridays more often with us.
I'm actually taking next Friday off, so
letting
you know now.
He is. At 1, and Eric will be here. At 1:30.
With his creative selections.
Yeah,
here, let me dive into my Netflix. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm going to take over this segment. You know what's annoying about that? There is only low-hanging fruit right now because we didn't have sports forever. Now is the time. Eat some fruit. Watch some sports.
I'm going to have some fruit. I'm going to bring you some fruit as well.
I'm going to butch some meat. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch Notre Dame and Duke at 1:30 on NBC. But before that, you know what I'm going to do?
You're going to do a show.
I'm going to do a show. I'm going to do
Chris.
Chicago's College Tailgate.
And Jay Hood.
With my two college football friends, Chris Bleck and Jonathan Hood, 10:30 tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. And make sure you watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000.
I'm going for the low-hanging fruit. Go ahead, Chris.
You can listen to the Notre Dame game right here on ESPN 1000 tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
I'm going for the low-hanging fruit. It's something that is glorious
football.
To me. I was late to the party with regard to this. I can't live without it anymore. The red zone. The red zone where we will get a taste of every NFL game that is on at all hours. It is fantastic. It's delightful. It's delicious. You can keep an eye on everything associated with your gambling issues, your fantasy football stuff, or you just like ball. The red zone is back, and I'm beaming. That's what I got for you, Chris. Sorry, buddy. Hey, when we come back, all right, we're going to break down every game. We have thoughts on every game on the week one schedule, and we're going to break those games down for you in 2 minutes. By the way, we'll be back in 2 minutes thanks to our great friends at Legal Rideshare.